This is a podcast for Radio Sangam, the number one followed Asian community radio station in the UK.
Give me that fire, love, cause I ain't high enough. Wake up, one shot to rise. So give me that fire, fire, love.
Didn't mean to talk like that, ain't nobody can take it back. You and I were never meant to be friends. So tell me, can I make first move? Got a lot to lose. Now you're on my body, I can't pretend. Ooh, girl, yeah, you got me locked down in a place.
Good afternoon, welcome to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You're listening to Janet on the Weekend Show. I have our guest with us on our lines, and he'll be talking to us about this track. It is called Fire Love. His name is Connor, but on the track he's called Keisho. So hello, Connor.
Hello, how are you?
I'm alright, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, very well.
Okay, cool. So, this track was released on YouTube today, correct?
Yeah, literally, I went public with it a matter of hours ago.
Yay, and you're talking to Radio Sangam straight after the release, so thank you very much.
Oh, perfect, no, thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about your track, and so you said to me just a few minutes ago that it's a long time coming, so do you want to kind of talk more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually due to be released last year, the end of last year, in kind of late November, just before Christmas time, but I actually ended up going solo, and I was always going to think, this is such a good track, this is one of my strongest I have. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to go at it with a fresh face and new idea and new release plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of taken all this time to kind of get everything in order, get all the team ready, mm-hmm. and then actually go at it with a proper plan.
Yeah. Okay, that's really cool. So how long have you been in the music industry then?
Oh, gosh. Well, I was actually a dancer at first.
Uh-huh.
So when I was really little, I mean, there's videos of me tapping my feet to songs that my mum was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they always knew that I kind of had rhythm. So they pushed me towards dance first, which I loved. I did that for years. I ended up performing at Holi Festival Birmingham with Jay Sean after winning a competition called BBC Blast. And then my older brother actually decided one day he's going to get me something called Fruity Loops, which is music software
yeah.
that you produce on.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then I was just like head down, like my heart was in music. And from then on, I guess it was history.
Okay, cool. Very nice. And from your repertoire of music, you've collabed with some big artists, like you've collabed with people like Ellie Goulding and stuff. So how was the experience collabing and the experience solo? How different is it?
No. So that wasn't actually my collab. That was who produced Fire Love for me. He had
cool.
produced for other people like Ellie Goulding and played live for Ellie Goulding, etc.
Okay, cool. There's some misinformation there. Sorry. okay, so kind of what inspired you to do this track, Fire Love, then?
I mean, I'd love to sit here and tell you it's like this really long love story about uh-huh. the girl of my dreams, but it really isn't. It's kind of just like I co-wrote it with three other people, Paul, Wally, a Lady V, and Amber Van Day, and we literally wrote it within one day. And as soon as like the chords were done and we had the intro, mm-hmm. it sounded like a love song. So uh-huh. we just had to kind of very organically go in that direction.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. Is love songs not really your thing then, or are you into a different kind of music?
No, to be fair, I do write love songs, but it's just like, I like dance music, uh-huh. so you won't really catch me writing like a sad song. Uh-huh. I'm normally, I want people to dance to my music, not
yeah.
cry.
yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I've seen your kind of, some of your YouTube videos and stuff, and uh-huh. there was this one concert in Paris, and it looked like the beat was going, people were loving it, it looked amazing.
Yeah, that was actually a few years ago now, but yeah, that was the Holi Festival,
uh-huh.
Their version of it in Paris, and yeah, no, the crowds over there, especially in Europe, are absolutely crazy, like they just go nuts, to be fair.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this track, Fire Love, it says...
Yeah.
kind of what music inspired you to write this? So, like, I know that you said in the press release there was some Justin Timberlake vibes to it. So, could you explain?
Yeah. I've been raised on Justin Timberlake for as long as I can remember. I've always loved JT.
Mm-hmm.
But along with that, I mean, early on, I think like Quincy Jones, Earth, Wind and Fire, mm-hmm. Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. Is who I'd regard as like my early influences, and right. I still listen to those guys like most days.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, especially more modern. If we're talking about who's like releasing music now, mm-hmm. I always find myself asking like, what would Justin do?
Right. Okay.
If that makes sense. That's when I'm writing really music, cool. That's yeah. I think he kind of ingrained in my brain.
Uh-huh. That's cool. So let's talk about your creative process then. So what gets you to sit down and write music? What's the planning behind your music videos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, what gets me to actually sit down and write music is probably other music. I get inspired by just listening every Friday to new music on Spotify, for mm-hmm. example. So like my favorite artist in the world released music, and that just inspires me to just try and recreate something maybe even half as good, and then I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. So is there any like hidden meanings behind your music, or is it literally just what inspires you at the time?
No, I mean, I'm trying to be a pop artist.
So. Yeah, I know, true, yeah.
I don't get me wrong. I'm definitely not against writing about something if I'm in that moment then. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time I try and take myself out of the situation and write a good story.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay, so let's talk about your music video then. It looks like it's shot in a really nice mansion-y type place. Do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, it's actually Rhinefield Hotel. So it's like a functioning 5-star hotel. So ooh. We only had one day in there,
right,
to get every shot. So we started at 12 p.m. and we wrapped at I think 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And then by the time we were done, and I was actually in bed. And we were all done. It was 5 a.m. So yes. It was one long day.
That's a very long day.
Yeah. So like they always have weddings there, and they had guests. So I was just getting an audience of random guests going, "What the hell is going on?"
So is this?
Just like looking at this one guy dancing in the middle of the field.
So was this one of your first music videos then?
Yeah. Actually, my first music video ever that I've released.
Uh-huh. And what did you enjoy about the whole experience?
To be fair, you don't actually get bored of hearing you. I thought I'd get bored of hearing my music over uh-huh. and over again.
Yeah.
But like, and you have to try and look cool, especially with like when you have onlookers as well. But
oh yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, I had a really good team. My director and producer, mm-hmm. two people called Alex and Carolina. They were amazing, and I'm good with creative side of things, music wise.
Mm-hmm.
But they really kind of helped craft the visuals and kind of the storyline of my performance and what I should be doing and where to film. So it was bitterly cold though. It was so cold, you have no idea.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'm in a t-shirt at 2 a.m. trying to look cool, and ooh. Then like I finish, it yells cut, I get a blanket thrown over me and I just try and like have as much hot coffee as possible.
Yeah, of course. Especially you have to stay awake considering how long you're up as well.
Yeah, by the end of it I think we were all walking zombies.
Yeah. So what would you say is your favourite thing in your line of work, and what's your least favourite thing?
My favourite thing is probably a mix up between performing live and doing songwriting sessions, because I love collaboration. So like I said, this I wrote Fire Love with three other people, and I just love like seeing an idea come to life that you wouldn't think of because it didn't come from you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably my favorite thing along with playing live. My least favorite thing is probably, I don't know, I guess, oh, there can be shade thrown in the music industry from time to time. I'm not too bad, to be fair.
Yeah.
But there can be some sass and some shade thrown if people don't like your music. So,
mm-hmm.
But you got to have a thick skin, so I'm kind of used to it, I guess.
All right, cool.
I've been okay so far. I'm kind of relatively early in my journey, so oh, yeah. I haven't had too much grief yet.
That's all right. Maybe in the future, right?
Yeah, maybe in the future. We'll see.
I want to say your stage name is Keisho, correct?
Yeah, Keisho.
Like, why Keisho?
So I was born and raised in Mombasa, Kenya, so East Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But on my mum's side, they're all from Goa. But for now, I think maybe 100, 200 years now, they've all been stationed in Mombasa.
Mm-hmm.
So in Kenya, they speak Swahili.
Right.
And Keisho means tomorrow in Swahili. So I just thought it sounded cool.
Yeah, no, totally. And hopefully it'll describe your journey as well.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah. Sound of tomorrow.
True, yeah. So do you think your culture and your upbringing has inspired your music in any way, or has developed your music in any way?
I mean, on my mum's side of the family, definitely, because she and my auntie, so her sister, were always doing music growing up. Mm-hmm. So I was either going to go one way or the other, because my dad's like complete sportsman background. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I'm really lucky. They've always pushed me towards something creative. So whether that be in Mombasa or in England.
Yeah, that's really cool. So is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners? Anything you want to mention, maybe any social media?
Yeah, you can catch me at We Are K Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much everything, I think. So yeah.
Oh, that's all right. So is there any more tracks coming in the future that we have to look out for, anything like that?
No, definitely. I mean, I've got a lot of new music. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of I'm in the process now of like thinking what should be released next. Mm-hmm. Finishing those tracks, because a lot of them are still in demo stages.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just want to release music all the time now, and I think I'm ready.
That's all right. So which kind of route are you thinking? Are you thinking, I know you're more, are you thinking more down the commercial route, or are you thinking more like the indie kind of like specialized stuff?
Yeah, to be fair, it's a bit of both, because I absolutely love pop music, but I love, my passion, if I'm listening to anything, will be hip hop, mm-hmm. and kind of the heavier, the better. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like have tracks where I kind of transform both, and it will be like a pop vocal top line with like a really heavy hip hop beat.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to just do a bit of everything, because like, I think now, especially in the last 2 years, artists are hopping on so many different genres. Like Ed Sheeran's new album, for example, mm-hmm. has grime, like UK hip hop, R&B, US hip hop. So I think you can do it now. So there's a lot more freedom to do what you want to do as an artist nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So thank you very much, Connor, for coming on, talking about your track. Is there anything else you'd like
thank
to
you
add?
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you, guys. No, honestly, it's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, okay, cool. You'll be hearing your track more and more on Radio Sangam, because I'll be slotting it into some of the Drive Time shows. And
brilliant.
It'll be really cool to have you on the next time your track's released.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Will do.
Cool. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your Saturday.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Something more than what we started.